In fact, it was so successful that there's no way that these days you could make a book like this. My rough calculation is it would be about 25 miles thick. But of course you couldn't do it because we don't know the names of all the people with internet or email addresses. And even if we did know their names, I'm pretty sure that they would not want their name, address, and telephone number published to everyone. So the fact is that there's a lot of bad guys on the internet these days. And so we've dealt with that by making kind of walled communities, secure subnetworks, VPNs, little things that aren't really the internet but made out of the same building blocks. But we're still basically building out of those same building blocks with those same assumptions of trust. And that means that it's vulnerable to certain kinds of mistakes that can happen, or certain kinds of deliberate attacks. But even the mistakes can be bad. So, for instance, in all of Asia recently, it was impossible to get YouTube for a little while because Pakistan made some mistakes in how it was censoring YouTube in its internal network. They didn't intend to screw up Asia, but they did because of the way that the protocols work. Another example that may have affected many of you in this audience is you may remember a couple of years ago, all the planes west of the Mississippi were grounded because a single routing card in Salt Lake City had a bug in it. Now, you don't really think that our airplane system depends on the internet, and in some sense it doesn't. I'll come back to that later. But the fact is that people couldn't take off because something was going wrong on the internet and a router card was down.